Cleaning water is well understood. Just look at the treatment plants in this area, especially along the Niagara River. However, they require large amounts of chemicals and electric power. In much of the third world, neither is available. Working with engineering professor Jim Jensen, undergraduate researchers are learning how to use the sun to heat water to the point it's safe to drink. The students are trying to use materials which might be available in an impoverished village, scrap lumber and plastic sheeting. Jensen says the goal is to help people help themselves.
For people to be able to treat their own water. So it's kind of like that old old saying about, you know, if you teach a person, if you give a person a fish, they can eat for a day, and if you teach them how to fish, they can fish for the rest of their life. And so we're doing that with drinking water. Instead of providing people with equipment that might break down in a year, we're trying to develop ways that they can treat their own water.
Sophomore engineering student Deshaun Henry says the research is interesting and applicable to someone whose family roots are in Jamaica. It also gives him an idea what he might do once he receives his UB degree. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.